my great grandfather, who I never met, just happened to be off today, so just wanted to experience it properly for the first. Normally you're at work and you just get wrapped up in your day and you just stop for 2 minutes, but I had the opportunity to come. And
does it give you some comfort to think he's been remembered by all these people?
Definitely, yeah, very much so. Very much so.
And it seems even with the passage of time, a lot of people are very emotional today. Do you think the fact that it marks, this is the centenary of the beginning of the First World War, that has this particular poignancy for
you? I think, for me personally, I think the older you get, the more you appreciate it. Like when you were younger, it was just, I don't know, when I was a child, it just seems just like old men didn't mean anything. But the older you get, I've got friends that are in the armed forces, and you feel more of a connection. And I think you do respect your grandparents and your parents the older you get.
I had a great uncle, my grand's brother died in France in 1916, and I come every year, and I've got a big medal with this telegram that my great grand got, and it's got his name, John Borland, on it. And so does my family, and it's more or less to show respect to the people that gave their lives.
And you're very emotional, so even after all this passage of time, it's still got that impact.
Yes, it has. It still feels hurtful. I do come every year, even anything, I come to give them my support. Somebody's got to do it.
My father-in-law was in the Second World War. He was a Royal Medical Corps, just to come and pay respects. Have a couple of friends who have just been in the forces and no longer with us. So just came to pay my respects this morning.
Do you think it'll have a special poignancy, the fact it's also the centenary of the beginning of the First World War?
It's definitely, there's something about it that just makes you want to come and pay respect to those people who have given their lives for freedom, you know. It's very, very moving, very touching.